Hello again, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm Joanne Fox, and this show is Faith in Action. And I'm so glad, if you're tuning in just now, that you're joining us. And I'm really delighted if you've been with us from the top of the hour, because we have been talking about the Holy Spirit Retirement Home Foundation is inviting all of you to join them for the 5th annual Spirit of Home fundraiser. And this is the first time it is a holiday event. So it is Spirit of Home for the holidays. And again, the particulars on that, Friday, December 3rd, 5:30 p.m., Country Celebrations Event Center. And the event helps Holy Spirit Retirement Home, which is Siouxland's only nonprofit faith-based retirement community. It offers nursing care, assisted living, secure memory care unit, independent living apartments. It really kind of touches the whole gamut of what's going on. And with me in the studio is my buddy, development and marketing director, Deb Poss. And again, I'm so tickled that she's taken time out of her busy schedule to help us collaborate with Holy Spirit to bring this event to the public so they have a better idea of what's going on. And I kind of alluded just there, the many services that Holy Spirit offers, because in the good old days with Bishop Joseph Miller and Father Bernard Bendel in 1968, it was a retirement home, and that was kind of it. And then as you spoke in the first segment, Deb, about how it has evolved to address the needs of the community, in that now these other services are available. And so tell the listeners a little bit about some of these other services, and maybe start with, you know, I'm thinking to myself as a listener that maybe I don't need my big house that I raised the four boys in anymore, and it would be nice to have something smaller. So independent living is an option. And how does that work?
Well, in independent living, all the residents that we see coming into that area, they are at that point in their life where they realize they don't really want all the work. You know, they don't want to have an upkept mowing their yards and caring for everything, you know, that is maintained in a house. And so coming to us, you know, a lot of people think independent apartments are for a lot older people, but we are getting much younger people in, and primarily because I think people realize that you still have your independence. You're still coming and going. We have these lovely apartments over on the west side here with a beautiful view, and all of our residents can come and go and do as they please. Most of them know each other quite well. That's what's really cool about Holy Spirit coming in. It seems like everybody always has many friends there. So when they come in, their day-to-day routine is really anything that they want to make of it. But I think by coming in earlier, it gives them the opportunity to kind of get a better feel of you know, what we offer there. And we are, as I shared, a community of people that really are of good faith, great faith, Catholic faith. And they want to come into our building and continue practicing that. They love to pray the rosary daily. They love to attend Mass daily. And it's been a constant in their lives, and it's very comfortable when they finally do make that transition to Holy Spirit Retirement Home apartments, that it really isn't that much of a change. And it's also nice for them to have a lot of us around too, you know, us meaning co-workers and also, like I say, many of the residents. But the nice thing is they're still able to, some drive, some don't want to drive anymore. They're allowed to really kind of make up whatever they want to do in their day-to-day lifestyle.
And I'm thinking no more snow shoveling. That was hard to get out.
I was scared.
Trust me, listeners, that was really hard to get out. Snow shoveling. There we go. And again, you know, that's just as we get older, it's something we don't want to do anymore.
Absolutely.
But a lot of times, that decision might be taken away from somebody, in which now they need what we would call assisted living, whatever that might be. And so that is another option out at Holy Spirit, is that you have assisted living opportunities.
We offer 23 assisted living apartments. And what's really nice about our assisted living area is that we can actually create personalized care in each of these units. So if somebody does come into our assisted living and has a few declines and needs some changes made, we have a clinical team that's attentive to that and make sure that those needs are met. Right after the assisted living piece, we also go into our memory care, which is a whole nother part of our campus. And our clinical team there also is very skilled in dealing with specialized training for Alzheimer's and dementia and things of that sort. We offer a lot of opportunities for activities and music therapies and things that make a peacefulness in their everyday day-to-day lives. We also have a in-house physical therapy program. Our physical therapy is Select Therapy, and they are an excellent group of trained professionals that help those people that come in and maybe have a surgery, maybe a hip replacement or a knee surgery, or maybe something really non-major. And our physical therapy team works very hard on making sure those patients or residents, if they choose to stay, that's all kind of what is up to them as far as what kind of care, you know, what kind of therapy they're in. But I think the big thing is they're able to get better, and they don't always have to stay. I mean, people think coming to a nursing home, you're here forever. That doesn't happen. That's what our skilled nursing care is all about, is our skilled therapy care. It's we're going to get you better. We're going to get you working those areas of your body so that you can go back home and do those things. But and then we also have our full nursing home side, nursing care side. And we, again, have specialized people. Our nursing staff, our healthcare workers are just all kind and compassionate. And they realize, too, that we're just trying to give them the best quality of care that they can have. And what's really nice about our facility is someone can come in and there's not those big changes from one place to another place. And I know, having been around a lot of our senior population, that's a big thing. They don't like all those changes. So by having everything in-house and on our campus, we call it a continuum of care approach. It kind of, we kind of fine-tune everything to exactly what's best in the interest of that person.
Okay. So one of the things that we really haven't chatted about, and I, you know, before we get too close to the break, is Holy Spirit Retirement Home is one of the few places that has Holy Spirit nuns. I mean, I know there are some in Carroll, Iowa, but when you talked about the care, I think those women are angels out there. And they are part of the care team. So maybe tell the listeners just a little bit about the Holy Spirit Sisters.
Well, I think they are legendary. I think everybody that comes to Holy Spirit, including myself when I was coming for visits, just embrace our Holy Spirit Sisters. We have Sister Rose, who is actually one of our medical team professionals. And then Sister Sharon, who also, she helps me a lot with some of the things that I do and some of the marketing pieces. And then we also have Sister Teresa, who Sister Teresa is also part of the clinical team. Sister Sharon is one that She also helps and assists Father Francis, who this past year we were very blessed to have a brand new chaplain, Father Francis, on board. And with Father and our holy sisters and, of course, their love of their faith and our residents there, they bring so much peace and solace and are there for all of our families, not just the resident there, but the families that come to them and ask for those prayers and ask for those support pieces that are so critical, especially when we get to that end of life time. And people just really need to know that they're never alone, and we're always praying for them, and we're always letting them know that they are in our prayers. And I think families that come, they see that practiced each and every day. So that is really what our makeup is. It's the Holy Spirit difference, and it's more personal. Our approach, hopefully, our goal is to be more personal, and not just in the physical sense, but also in the spiritual sense.
Absolutely. Well, listeners, it's that time again to take a short break. We're so pleased that you're listening to Channel 88.1 FM, but please stay tuned because we are going to be right back.